There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
G'day, this is Better Than Yesterday, helping you make today better than yesterday since 2013. Thanks for being a part of the show. My name is Oscar Ginsberg. I'm a podcaster, best-selling author. I am an award-winning documentary maker. I've got another one that we've just made, but I don't know when it's coming out. You kind of hand these things over and I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm a husband. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I'm a motorcycle glove loser and finder. And I'm glad that you're here today. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Thanks for being a part of the show. If you want any information about what's going on here, jump on the mailing list. You can sign up at oscarginsberg.com. I'll put it in the show notes. OscarGinsberg.com is where I am. And you can also DM me. Just DM me on Instagram. That's where you can find me, the mailing list. And also, yeah, all the previous episodes are also there. Now, on Friday, I was kind of reflecting on what Tracy Hall came here to talk about, which is recovering from something really, really intense, very serious trauma. And discussing the, you know, the ways that you can take advantage of your body's neuroplasticity and our reward systems to put behavior change into your life and, you know, actually help you understand how behavior change happens and permanent behavior change. And one more step from that was I wanted to talk to you about something I've been reluctant to talk about, but aside from the medication, it's probably the most effective thing. Oh, hang on. Besides medication and exercise, let's just say that. It's up there. It's equal to exercise easily. So next to medication and great doctors, the list is getting longer. The best thing that I have found, and I've been kind of actively doing this for about nearly 12 weeks now, is getting in the sauna every day. I first got in a sauna when I was 11. My dad took us, my parents actually, they were together still. They took us to a holiday place on the Sunshine Coast. They had a sauna there. I'd never been in one. There was something about the smell of the wood and the all-encompassing steam that I was, oh, that's interesting. But I was a kid, right? And so I couldn't stay in there very long. On and off, I've been, if there's a sauna around, I'll get in it. But I never really kind of knew too much about how to maximize or get the most out of it. When I started going through all the pain stuff with my hip, heat exposure was a big part of my pain relief. Namely, at that point, it was getting in the sauna because when I was in there, the feeling of the heat, the, you know, fairly tolerably uncomfortable feeling of the heat served as almost white noise. It put enough stimulation into my body that I didn't focus so much on the pain. It was actually really good. And it was when we were in the Gold Coast making The Bachelor a couple of years back, there was a sauna in our building and I was in there every day. And it was, I've never slept like that, even with all the pain and everything. It was incredible. I would train and then I'd get in the sauna and it was really something. So On Christmas Day last year, I opened up my present from my wife, Audrey, and there's a portable ice bath in there because I've been in ice baths. And I was like, oh, thank you, honey. And kind of wanting to replicate the hot, cold thing that I've been going. There's a place up in Coogee that I had been going to, but it's hard to get to and it's always full of people. I was like, oh, should I do this at home? So I started looking at sauna tents, which are not really that expensive and fairly accessible. And I started sending Audrey, like, what about this one? What about that one? There's some pretty sexy looking ones. And she's like, just fucking get one. Get a proper one. You'll use it every day. And she's right. So my friend Jared came around and helped me pour the slab, and I dug the slab out, dug all the hole and put all the Rio in, and he helped me out with that. And then we got the concrete guy in and wheelbarrowed all the concrete in, da da da. So anyway, sauna's been in for a couple months now, about 12 weeks. And I've been getting in it every night. And I have to tell you, it's extraordinary. And the science behind why it has changed my life is really, really profound. So there's a thing that I was describing the other day on Friday, that little point where it's just challenging enough to give you that reward, and there's that adaptation response that happens. There's a word for that place that I've found. I wanted to what's the word that describes this thing? Hormesis, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S, hormesis. It's a really interesting thing. It describes this kind of the relationship between a dose of a stress on your body and building a tolerance to it. So essentially a low dose or a low exposure to something that would otherwise stress you, like a shorter run versus I'm going to do 10 minutes straight sprint. If you're unfit, that is. A short run, this is tiny little exposure to that, you know, stressful response will in the, it's called the hormetic zone. That's what it's called, that kind of sweet spot where things will actually adapt. It'll be hard and you'll be like, oh boy, but it's not so hard that you're going to make yourself sick and break out in cold sores like I do. But it's the point where your body's like, well, if there's going to be more of this, I'd better change some things around back here. And that's kind of what you're going for. So heat exposure is a really interesting hormetic stressor. You're able to stimulate this hormesis situation. And over time, you could increase things like the temperature of the sauna. You can also increase the time you spend in there. Like the first night I got it, I think I was in there for 5 minutes and then I was out. I was under the shower, 5 minutes out, and then I was back in there for five more minutes. And I've got these little egg timers in there, these little hourglasses. I was like, I can't believe I bought this thing. I can only spend 5 minutes in here. Because it's kind of this weird thing. It's both lovely because there's an endorphin response, but there's also a dynorphin response, which is the kind of two sides of the same coin. The endorphin is the literally endogenous morphine. Like it's your body's own morphine, your body's painkillers. They show up. So you do get this feeling of being high. And I've got out of that sauna feeling high a couple of nights and, you know, and it's amazing. But there's also this dynorphin, which is the opposite side of that coin. So there's that. But there's also the having this controlled stress and knowing, look, it's only like two more minutes and I'm out of here. And slowly your body learns to adapt. And the same systems that my body uses to manage psychological stress or physical stress, they kick in just sitting there in this barrel, listening to my William B. Irvine book, which is really interesting. And I have noticed, I kind of knew that it led to improved mood, but I have noticed over the past 12 weeks, the flooding rush response to being upset at something is way, way further down the track than it used to be. I could be really jumpy on things that I was sensitive about. And I have so much more space. It might be only 2 seconds, but I have so much more space to go, well, hang on a second. And I don't feel that kind of flood of, what the fuck do you mean? Like, that doesn't even come into my brain. And that is incredible to have that tiny little breath in there, which is amazing. it is amazing that I am just so much more able to tolerate uncomfortable emotional situations. But I also find myself, because if it's, you know, if I've done a couple of rounds, it's a thing called the Finnish cycle, like Finland, a country where there are 5 million people and 3 million saunas. I have to tell you about something before I even turned it on the first time. I'll tell you a story about that at the end. But the Finnish cycle is basically, you know, you're hot and then you're cold. And then you're hot, then you're cold. So whether it be getting in a cold shower or in Finland, I guess you just go out and roll around in the snow. But I've got that ice bath. It doesn't have ice in it. It's just got water. But, you know, in the nighttime here, that water's 14 degrees. That's pretty cold. Just get in there for, you know, a couple of minutes, do some breathing. And when I'm doing this, I am kind of automatically doing my down-regulating breaths just by habit as I feel my body start to stress. I've found myself not having to think deliberately about doing my polyvagal breathing, where I'm breathing in for 5 and out for 10 or 11 or that sort of thing. I don't have to think about it. I just do it, which I just find myself doing it. And that's extraordinary. So that's the other thing that happens in the daytime when I'm not in the sauna or I'm on a phone call or I'm getting an email about something that says, what, the thing you wanted? It's not going to happen. I'll just catch myself like, oh, I've been doing that breathing for the last little bit. Oh, so I'm almost automatically down-regulating. I don't have to think so deliberately about it. And that's amazing because I'm getting the practice of doing that behavior when my body's stressed. So somewhere between that and deliberately building up my tolerance to discomfort, and I can feel it when I'm doing that breathing in the sauna towards the end of my, you know, heat phase. I can feel my tummy start to twitch a bit, like, you know, a kid who's, when I wanted to watch for patrol, like that, the diaphragm spasming. I can feel my tummy start to do that a little bit. I go, oh, okay, there it is. That's interesting. And just breathing through it. It's extraordinary. And look, my sleep, holy moly. I'll tell you about that in a second, but I do have to play some ads. So I'll tell you about sleep and I'll tell you about, there was a ritual that I had to complete before I could even get in the sauna for the first time. And it was insisted upon me by my Swedish mate, who was very fucking serious. I'm like, what are you doing? Don't get in it now. No. Don't promise me you won't get in it until I tell to you. I was like, okay, all right. Chill out, Henrik. But yeah, I'll tell you that in a minute.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, I'm talking about the barrel in the backyard, the one that I get in every night, the sauna barrel. It's really something. It's easily the most influentially powerful thing that I could have in my home as far as managing stress and improving my sleep. It is right up there with meds and exercise. And you know how much I talk about meds and exercise. The thing about sleep, as I kind of increase the temperature that I'm doing and like kind of really deliberately, because I've got these little timers, I bought a set. So there's 1, 3, 5, 10, 15, 30. That's like the little timers that I use, little hourglasses. And so at the moment, I'm like at something like 80 degrees. I can do 3 rounds of 10 at 80 degrees with 5 minutes in the little tub in between. And so now I'm doing 10-minute timer and then do the 1-minute timer. And that's only 4 breaths with 5 and 10, 5 in and 10 out. And so as I'll just try to increase that time, that's the way to keep that hormetic response kind of adapting and keep kind of pushing into that. And that's extraordinary. But the thing about the sleep is that, which is great, by the way, because as I said, when I first got it, I was only in there for like 5 minutes at 50 degrees. And I thought, what the fuck is this? Like, blah, blah, and I had to get out. But I've done all kinds of things. Like I've already put the seats higher so that, because the seats were too low and now the seats are high, and I've put LED lights in there and it's rather lovely. And I sit in there listening with my AirPods to, you know, philosophy shit late at night. It's nice. And then I get out and sit in the tub and stare at the stars, which is amazing. So in between, I'm looking up at the stars, you know, kind of thinking about how that star that I'm looking at, the light that's coming from that star left that star before humans existed. And then I get back in. Now, I did not know how much it would improve my sleep if I finish on the cold, which is, I'm someone who never wanted to have a cold shower in my life. Forget about it. But now, the last thing I do is I don't spend the last round. I'm not in the tub for like 5 minutes, the cold water. I'm not in there for like 5 minutes. I'm in there for just like 10 breaths, because otherwise I find myself getting too cold. Then a quick cold shower to rinse everything off. And then that's it. I stay in the cold state. And it does something to your body with, I think it mimics the body's pre-sleep temperature drop anyway. And it triggers, I believe it triggers some sort of melatonin response. But much to Audrey's chagrin, because Wolf's learning how to sleep through the night and going to the toilet by himself and stuff like that. So there's a lot of waterproof sheets. There's a lot of sheet changing and undies changing and stuff in the middle of the night. I will sleep through one of those, two of those. I just will not wake up. And I have not slept like that since I was a little kid. And it is incredible to sleep that deeply. It's just amazing. It is. That's also really impacting how I feel through the day. Now, don't get me wrong, things still piss me off, but I'm just way less reactive. It's like on the electric Harley, I can dial the throttle tolerance up and down. So in the wet, like it was raining in Sydney today, in the wet, there's a mode that I can put it on where that throttle tolerance is really quite low and it sends a really measured torque curve to the back wheel so I don't spin the wheel and I've got way more traction. But if the road's dry, I can put it all the way up and it'll just go pew. All right. So before all this, I was like that. I was like, pew. I was like, bang, so fast in my reactivity. I was unable to get in, and I'd be finding myself apologizing for something that's coming out of my mouth as it's coming out of my mouth. Like the end of a sentence would be an apology for the start of the sentence, right? But then the next 20 sentences would be apologies because I would be too reactive, right? That is happening less and less, if at all. And I can't believe it. I absolutely cannot believe it, that there's this thing you can do which can reduce your activity to things that in the past have really given you the shits. It just requires you to be all right with being quite steamy and uncomfortable for a little bit. Like, it's quite nice at first. And then after a while, your body's like, okay, we're going to have to get out of here because this is not good. There's safety protocols on it. The heater's got a timer, like it won't stay on forever. But dealing with your body's discomfort and being willing to be with that discomfort just a tiny bit more every time, it's incredible. Now, before I go, I've got to tell you about when I inaugurated the sauna. So the day that the electrician came around and wired it up, I was having a meeting with my podcast publishers, Acast, and my main man there is a bloke named Henrik. He's an ex-metal drummer. He now works there. He's tattoos up down in both arms. He's an amazing dude. And I showed him a photo because I know he's got a sauna himself. He's like, dude, it's the greatest thing ever. I can't do his accent's kind of slightly American. And he said, don't get in it before I send you the thing. I was like, okay. And then we finished the meeting and he went to another meeting and I rode the motorbike home and da-da-da. And I sent him a photo going, hey man, we fired it up. And he goes, don't get in it. I'm out of this meeting. I'm going to call you in 5 minutes. I was like, okay, man, hold off. And 5 minutes later, the phone rang and the thing's already hot. And he said, have you gone in? I said, no. And he goes, good. All right. Super important. There's a ritual you have to do before you get in it. I'm like, oh, come on. What? He goes, no. You got to listen to me. Saunas are 5,000 years old. And it was the first building that you would make on the land where you were going to have a home, because in Finland, where they came from, that was what kept the family safe and healthy while you built the rest of the house, and you would sleep in there, okay? And in Finnish mythology, every home has a house spirit, and the sauna itself has a house spirit. But so if the sauna's first, it has a house spirit, and then it moves to the big house. But if you have the house first and then you put the sauna, you've got to invite the house spirit in there. And I'm like, oh man, really? But I'm getting, you know, I know enough to know that, you know, before written language and such, ritual and song and stuff like that, that help people remember protocols around preparing food and, you know, wound care and whoever knows, like giving birth and, you know, labor and, you know, delivering children safely and stuff like that. So there's songs and there's dances and stuff like that that help us remember important things to keep us healthy. It's like, okay, you know, like changing my name, you know, if it can't help, it can't hurt. It's like, what do I need to do? And he goes, okay. So the rocks have to be hot. So the rocks are hot. He goes, all right. So you got to open the door. You got to invite the house spirit in. So it only takes you 2 minutes. You got to invite the house spirit in. Ask it to be kind, because the house spirit can be unkind. Very important to remember. So, okay, Henrik, all right, don't want an unkind house spirit. Ask it to be kind. Ask it to look after you. Ask it to, you know, make sure that in this space there's great conversation and there's you know, not only warmth of heat but warmth of emotion and people connect in this space. And he said, and then, you know, in Finland, they'd splash vodka on the rocks, but just splash something on the rocks that smells nice. So will eucalyptus do it? He goes, perfect, do that. And so I did it. And then I jumped in. And I saw him a little while later. He goes, how is it? I said, it's amazing. He said, when he was last in Sweden, and he was at his brother's house or something. His brother lives out in the country a bit, and they built one. And they built a sauna. And before they turned it on the first time, his grandfather came around and he said, oh my God, my grandfather took like half an hour, literally calling Odin down from the sky. Like, okay, I get it. You know, this is the mythology around it. They're calling the gods and calling all this shit. And he said, it took half an hour and he just kept going, but it was amazing. But we just wanted to get in it, but it was so good. Cause you know, this is an old man understanding the significance of this moment. So yeah, if you're going to get yourself a sauna, for all the reasons that I explained earlier, don't forget to do that last part, because I did it. I don't know if that's got something to do with how much I'm enjoying it and how good it feels on my body, but it has been freaking amazing. I could never have imagined that something could be so effective. But I wanted to share that with you. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being a part of the show. We're back here on Wednesday. Don't forget, you can jump on the mailing list, oshaginsberg.com, or shoot us a text on the DMs, just an Instagram there. It'd be great to hear from you. Thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks to everyone that helped me make the show. Andy Marr on audio post, Mikey Ward on video post, Jez Fenton Menzies on copy, Tohido made all the music, and Monica Chapman produced this episode. I'm literally going to go out in my backyard and turn the timer on now, because it takes an hour to warm up. And then after I put Wolf to bed, I'm getting in there with Audrey. It's amazing. Okay, bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.